Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. Let's talk high school wrestling with Mercer County sophomore Ethan Munson. He's a 120-pounder, 13-3 on the season. Good record. I know impacted a little bit by COVID over, I think, the holiday break. So just tell us about your situation here, Ethan Munson. How's the season been going, and how has COVID impacted you, I guess?
Overall, the season has been definitely a struggle, a challenge. There's a lot of new things you have to face with COVID, a lot of things you have to battle through. And once you're mentally over that, you start getting in a roll of things, start really enjoying the sport a whole lot more.
Well, and you actually had to miss some time, and I thought it was an opportunity where you had a chance to showcase your talent. You missed Abe's Rumble. What was that like, and how disappointing was that for you?
Well, I was really looking forward to that since last year, because we had to miss it then too. But overall, just kept my head high and decided to grind it out for the pit.
And you had a second place finish there, which is a good measuring stick, kind of a precursor to the state tournament series. Tell us a little bit about your competition at the Princeton Invitational Tournament, and what did you think of your finish there, second place?
Overall, the competition was solid, but it definitely showed me where I needed to improve based off my finals match. Definitely showed me that I had a lot more work to put in and a lot more gaps to fill.
Well, what was last season like for you, where, you know, it was basically a late spring, early summer type of wrestling season, a modified schedule, and you had a state tournament series outside of the IHSA, the Illinois Wrestling Coaches and Officials Association, and I think you got to the state finals where you finished fourth at that Bank of Springfield Center in June. What did you think of last season, and what did that kind of mean to you?
Last season, in my opinion, was really just a lot of good practice for this year. A good way to introduce me kind of slowly into what high school wrestling was really going to be like, where I needed to step up my level in order to be on the state floor.
Yeah, and you wrestled at 106 last spring. You're at 120 here in your sophomore season. How do you like the weight adjustment? Is 120 a good weight? You feel comfortable there? And is that the outlook for you in the postseason?
Oh, yeah. 120 is definitely comfortable. It's different, but I feel very healthy, and I feel like I'm winning my matches, not being outpowered at this weight.
Yeah, all right. 13-3 on the season. Missed some time over Christmas break due to COVID. So, you know, just tell us a little bit about kind of what you're working on in the wrestling room now to get ready kind of for the rest of the season. I know the Orion tournament's coming up this weekend. Then after that, you kind of get ready for the postseason run. So what are you working on within your game?
I feel like half the battle with wrestling is mentally where you at. So I'm really trying to focus on trying to keep my confidence up as I try and finish out this season, and overall trying to just be quicker, faster, and not hesitate to take my chances when I get them.
All right. Way to go, man. 13-3, and that's a good strategy. Is Ethan Munson having a good sophomore season, coming about with COVID during Christmas break? 13-3, finished second at the Pit, the Princeton Invitational Tournament. Ethan, keep up the good work, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.